With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is being called a political assassination, the murder of a young rising star in the conservative movement. That story coming up. At first, it was 24 years ago today, the 9/11 terror attacks that claimed the lives of almost 3,000 people, changing the nation and the world forever. Today, we'll bring memorial services in New York at the World Trade Center site, just outside Washington at the Pentagon, and in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. A martyr for truth and freedom is how President Trump describes the late Charlie Kirk. The Turning Point USA CEO and Salem Radio talk host introduced countless young people to conservative principles through dialogue and reasoned debate. He was assassinated yesterday, felled by a single bullet during an outdoor Q&A session at Utah Valley University. Paying tribute to Kirk, President Trump condemned hate-filled political rhetoric.
The president remembered his conservative ally as a patriot.
He's a martyr for truth and freedom. Charlie was also a man of deep, deep faith.
Donald Trump also lamented the state of American politics.
Violence and murder are the tragic consequence of demonizing those with whom you disagree.
Even as he called for civility, the president said the radical left was directly responsible for Kirk's death. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The manhunt for the assassin goes on. Charlie Kirk, 31 years old, leaves behind a wife, two young children. In Florida, jurors have now been seated for the trial of Ryan Ruth. Opening statements expected later this morning. Ruth accused of plotting to shoot then-presidential candidate Donald Trump last year in a Florida golf course. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are trading 78 points higher. This is SRN News. Victims of the civil war in Sudan are getting some help.
Christian Solidarity International is ministering to people in refugee camps, most of whom are Christians, providing food and other emergency items. CSI has reached more than 9,000 people in separate camps in the Nuba Mountains and the Blue Nile region. The Sudanese government has been in a long-running war with the Rapid Support Forces, a rebel group. As many as 18 million people have been displaced. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a Detroit-area city that banned gay pride flags from publicly owned flagpoles did not violate the Constitution. U.S. District Judge David Lawson has dismissed a lawsuit against Hamtramck 2 years after the city council voted to allow only five kinds of flags on public property. They include the American flag, the Michigan flag, and flags that represent the international character of the city's residents. This is SRN News. On Wednesday, the House passed its version of the National Defense Authorization Act with a bipartisan amendment to repeal two laws authorizing the use of military force in Iraq.
Legislation, which authorizes funding and sets policy for the U.S. military, passed 231 to 196. Four Republicans opposed the bill, while 17 Democrats joined the rest of the GOP in voting for it. The AUMF amendment would repeal the 2002 Iraq War and 1991 Gulf War authorizations, as well as make it more difficult for presidents to bypass Congress on military actions. Lawmakers voted 261 to 167 to pull the AUMFs, which critics say have been abused by presidents as they grant the commander-in-chief authority to use military force without issuing a formal declaration of war. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A government watchdog will be auditing how the Bureau of Labor Statistics compiles and reports some of the nation's highest-profile economic data. More details at srnnews.com.